I don't think there's any other artist in Australia that has the most anticipated album. Whenever Paul Kelly is releasing an album, everyone's walking around going, oh, I can't wait for the new Paul Kelly album, can't wait for And thank goodness this one is here. It's called Life is Fine, and he joins us in the studio. Paul Kelly!
Yay!
Hey, gang, how you going?
And I'm listening to the album. Tell me if I'm wrong. This is happy Paul Kelly. I mean, you seem to be really happy with where you are and what you're doing on this album.
Yeah, that's. I wanted to be a happy, upbeat rock and roll record with the full band and Vicar and Linda singing, who've come in with me today, but they're just having a little warm up with their voices. They're going to come and sing the song with me in a minute. I write quite sort of haphazardly, I guess, and some songs I think, well, that song's going to fit on that kind of record, and this song will fit on this other kind of record. So I was keeping the more lighthearted, upbeat ones ready to go and take to the band. So it's not that I've been entirely happy the last year. So I'm mostly, you know, I guess I'm probably a more cheerful temperament. I mean, like a lot of songwriters, I guess I write a lot of sad songs, but that's because they're easier to write.
Speaking of Vicar and Linda, who are very heavily through this album, in fact, they've got two songs that they just do the singing on mm-hmm. without you. Oh, you do a little bit of backing. I have to ask, My Man's Got a Cold by Vicar Ball is singing it, but you wrote that. Why did you choose to use a woman's voice? Because in the past, you have written from the perspective of a woman, So Much Water, So Close to Home, for example, and yet you sang it, but this time you decided a woman's voice would be better for that.
A lot of the songs I've sung in the past from a woman's perspective, I also try to get women to sing it too, so there's often, you know, two versions of the song around. But that song, I just don't think a man can sing it. It just needed a woman to sing it, and it also needed a special type of attitude to sing it.
Paul, you like doing a lot of collaborations, you know, Merry Soul Sessions, which live, that was absolutely magic. Do you sort of prefer having a musical family around you, or are you just as fine to just go out and do your own tour?
I like both, and especially I've been, you know, making music and touring and making records for over 30 years, so variety is really important now. I love going out and playing solo. I often play a duo with my nephew Dan Kelly when we go overseas. Sometimes we're just a duo. The band shows are great. They're all give contrast to each other, so that makes it so you don't get too bored with just the one thing.
You know, you've done things where you've gone off and done, well, like the Bluegrass album and the Merry Soul Sessions, and is that the secret to it as well? You get to a certain stage where you go, okay, time to go back to Paul Kelly writing individual songs.
I've got a great record company, and they sort of handle anything I throw at them. Shakespeare sonnets.
Yeah.
The last two were Shakespeare sonnets and songs I've sung at funerals. They're great, and they get those records out and about. But they have been saying for a few years, I said, when are you going to do a normal record?
A normal record.
So I said, this is about as normal as I get. It's coming, don't worry. I'm going to get the band in the studio, and I've got some fun songs.
It's funny you talk on themes in your music, and I thought I picked up on a theme regarding the number 16, because in the Life is Fine song, the last song on the album, there's a mention of 16 floors up. But then I realised you didn't write those lyrics to that. It was written by a poem. But you've had songs of the 16th floor as well. Is that something that keeps coming up, or are you not aware of that, or you just went, I don't know, maybe I like that number?
Yeah, it wasn't deliberate, but I was aware of it. Someone sent me that poem. It's by Langston Hughes, an American poet. And I realised afterwards, he's talking about jumping from the 16th floor, which is Same as an old song of mine.
We're quite often seeing you up front, you know, with the guitar and singing, but you got back to the piano, especially in I Smell Trouble. Was that hard to do, to dust off the fingers going up and down the keyboard?
Well, I took most of 2014 off, and I took piano lessons. I mean, I've always played piano very basically, and I've written songs on piano over the years. I took piano lessons to try and just break my old habits and learn some new chords and some different colours. And that had an effect on this record. About five or six songs were written on the piano. Firewood and Candles was written on piano. It sort of turned into a guitar song when Ash Naylor came up with the guitar riff and kicked it up a notch.
Well, Paul Kelly, the only thing we like more than talking about music is hearing music. And from your new album, Life is Fine, what song are you going to do for us today?
We're going to do Firewood and Candles, and Vicar and Linda are here. They're just walking in the door, and we'll get set up and play it for you. Hi, Vic. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
How you going?
Very good.
Good. You ready?
Yes.
I hope I am. This song really is starts off with a great guitar riff by Ash Naylor. I think I mentioned it before, but we don't have Ash today, so we'll find another way to get into this song.
Laurel, Gary and Mark.